The Widener Center on UW Green Bay's campus seats more than 2,000 people. It's a different feel from where students are used to performing, a 450-seat space.
They are so excited about the idea of coming over here and being on that stage.
Professor Laura Riddle is directing the production of Cabaret, the musical set in Germany's Weimar Republic of the late 1920s, early 1930s. Riddle says it's a daunting prospect for students to step onto a stage that hosted traveling Broadway musicals for years.
I know as a performer that it will. There's a difference between, I think, being scared and excited.
Students haven't performed on the Widener Center stage since 2000. Actor Eric Lindahl was in that last production of Pippin. He now lives in Chicago, but is back to perform as the MC in Cabaret.
They're calling the avenue.
Taking a break from a rehearsal, Lindahl says being on stage at the Widener Center gives students a peek at what it's like to really put oneself out there.
It's pretty intimidating because you're out there and you see this house, this 2,500-seat house, and the stage is enormous, and it just goes to your head, you've got to fill this. It's just you, and you've got to fill this whole house. But it's an invigorating feeling, too, because at the same time that it's scary, you are, you know, this is what I've been working for. This is what I want to do. And it gives you a taste of what it's like.
The Widener Center used to host many traveling Broadway productions. Now, most of those are staged at Appleton's Performing Arts Center. But the memory of going to the Widener remains with UW Green Bay senior Molly LeCaptain, who plays a lead role, Sally Bowles, in Cabaret.
I used to go see the shows at the Widener Center, the Broadway shows, when they would come through when I was in middle school and elementary school. We would go on field trips to go see these wonderful musicals that I saw West Side Story there, and that used to be my favorite musical, and I would just think, wouldn't it be kind of cool if I could do that one day? And how long later now I actually am. So it's sort of like a little mini dream come true for me to be, you know, it's still my hometown, but it's still one of the greatest, best performance spaces that we have in the state, so.
To be worthy of performing on a professional stage, the school set aside $50,000 to use on sets, costumes, and promotions. Now, Riddle says it's up to the students to make it work.
The excitement is there because they know they're ready. If they were not ready to do this, they would be terrified.
All right, places, please.
Cabaret runs Friday and Saturday. If it's successful, it may mark a rekindled relationship between the Widener Center and students who attend theater classes just yards away from its doors. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.